The Roman Empire was repeatedly divided throughout its history. There were times when two, three, or even four emperors ruled simultaneously. Therefore, when in 395 AD, the Emperor Theodosius divided the empire between his sons, it did not surprise anyone. Romans expected that both halves of the state would soon reunite. Arcadius distinguished himself as a weak-willed emperor. Instead of him, the nobles from his entourage ruled. They allowed Alaric, the king of the Visigoths, to use the Balkans as a base for his raids on Rome, recruited even more Germanic mercenaries into the army, and abolished most of the customary Roman positions. Thus, Constantinople drifted further away from the empire it had recently been a part of. But the main contribution to the division of the empire occurred in 408 AD. Upon the death of Arcadius, everyone expected his brother to unite the state under his rule. However, instead of him, Arcadius' son, Theodosius II, was proclaimed emperor in the east. He became emperor while still being a minor and inherited his father's lack of will. Instead, power was held by his sister Pulcheria, who was more interested in religious matters than politics. Pulcheria's main achievement was the construction of two rows of walls around Constantinople, topped with 96 guard towers. These were the most extensive defensive structures in the world at the time, which entered history as the Theodosian Walls, named after the emperor. They would protect the Byzantine capital from its enemies for centuries to come. The West became the matter of interest for Byzantine in 467 AD. At that time, there was a campaign against the Vandals, which ended in the Byzantines' defeat in the naval battle of Carthage. And for half a century, the empire had to focus on internal problems. In Italy, Germanic tribes overthrew the last emperor of the West, Romulus Augustulus, and sent the imperial relics to Constantinople. In response, Byzantium had only to recognize the authority of the Germans in Italy. It could not resist because constant rebellions were occurring within the empire, known in history as the Plebeian Wars, which ended only in 493 AD. In 527 AD, Justinian became the emperor of Byzantium, a talented ruler who dreamed of restoring the Roman Empire. In 533 AD, he sent General Belisarius with a 30,000-strong army to Africa. In two battles, he defeated the Vandal army and then ravaged the kingdom's lands, exterminating the Vandals. Until, in 2 years, he virtually destroyed all the Vandals and annexed their lands to Byzantium. In 536 AD, Belisarius began a campaign against the Ostrogoths. With the help of local Romans, he defeated the Germans in the Battle of Naples, and then captured Rome and withstood a 2-year siege there. Later, Belisarius managed to take Ravenna without a fight and deceitfully captured the Ostrogothic king Vitiges, triumphantly returning to Constantinople. However, in 452 AD, the Ostrogoths, under the command of Totila, rebelled and, using guerrilla tactics, recaptured northern Italy. Belisarius had to return. This time, he had to lead the troops jointly with Narses, a eunuch and talented diplomat. They constantly quarreled because Belisarius did not consider Narses his equal. In response, Narses plotted intrigues against Belisarius. Eventually, Narses persuaded the emperor that Belisarius planned to seize the throne, and then Justinian decided to remove the popular general. He suspended the supply of the army to Italy. The situation became so catastrophic that Belisarius's wife bought food for her husband's army at her own expense, and Byzantine soldiers in Italy resorted to robbery to feed themselves. As a result, the war with the Ostrogoths dragged on. In 549 AD, Totila briefly captured Rome. The people of Italy no longer understood who was protecting them and who was conquering them, so they gladly supported the Ostrogoths and joined their army. Eventually, using Belisarius's failures as a pretext, Justinian recalled his general and stripped him of all his positions. Later, a legend emerged that he blinded him mockingly. Narses took over the military command in Italy. Using diplomacy and bribery, he managed to defeat the Ostrogoths in the Battle of Taginae, and later repelled the invasion of the Franks into Italy, who hoped to easily capture the war-weakened country. After that, Narses settled in Naples, governed Italy, and unsuccessfully tried to defeat the remnants of the Ostrogothic army. In 568 AD, Justinian's nephew relieved Narses of all positions. According to legend, the emperor mockingly offered him the position of supervisor of weavers. Then Narses replied that he would find a spindle that the emperor would never be able to unravel, and invited the Lombards to Italy to help defeat the Ostrogoths. The Lombards not only successfully defeated their opponents, but also settled in the new lands. And soon, the Lombard kingdom arose here, and Byzantium lost Italy. The years of Justinian's rule were the peak of the empire's power. However, under Justin II, the empire began its long decline. This was largely contributed to by the epidemic of the Justinian Plague, which claimed a quarter of the state's population, with some provinces being completely devastated. Internal political conflicts also dealt a significant blow. It was during this time that the four factions of the Hippodrome finally formed, which would influence the emperor's policy for a long time. Rebellion in Constantinople became a common phenomenon. The army during these years became largely mercenary and consisted mainly of foreigners. Under Belisarius, a famous band of Huns mercenaries gained renown, playing a key role in the defeat of the Vandals. And Narses' guard in Italy was entirely composed of Gepid mercenaries. In the east, to combat Persia, the Byzantines gladly hired contingents of desert nomads, the Arabs. Greek culture predominated in the empire. Already under Justinian I, the Greek language flooded the emperor's palace, and Emperor Heraclius made Greek the state language. Thus, the emperor became a basileus, the prefectures became exarchates, and the legions became tagmas and themes. Even the self-designation of the inhabitants changed. They were now called Romeos, as the Greeks called the Romans. In 611 AD, under the pretext of not recognizing the new emperor Heraclius, Persia declared another war. Using a more mobile cavalry, the Persians quickly captured Syria and plundered it. From there, they invaded Palestine, where, after a brief siege, they captured Jerusalem, perpetrated a bloody massacre, and stole Christian relics. After that, the Persians crossed all of Asia Minor and captured Chalcedon. Later, they also looted Egypt, the empire's granary, and famine began in the capital. It seemed that the empire was on the brink of collapse. Then, Heraclius assembled a new army, the funds for which he took from the sale of church relics. In 622 AD, he set out with 50,000 soldiers to the Caucasus, where he persuaded the Armenians to join his side and recaptured Asia Minor. In response, the Persians gathered new armies and, bypassing Heraclius' army, besieged Constantinople. Meanwhile, their allies, the Avars, approached from the west, joining the siege of the city. The defense of the city was led by Patriarch Sergius. He repelled all attempts to storm and land in the city from the sea. And 2 months later, the opponents were forced to retreat from the walls of Constantinople. The victory was dedicated to the Virgin Mary, whose icon the Patriarch placed on the walls where the battles raged. Already the next year, Heraclius defeated the Persian army in the Battle of Nineveh, and with his army approached their capital. The Persians asked for peace and returned the captured lands and stolen holy relics, and the emperor returned triumphantly. The following year, the Arab allies of Byzantium suffered their first raid by Muslim Arabs. The next year, the Muslim Arabs invaded Byzantine territory and approached Gaza. Byzantium eventually intervened in these wars, but the armies sent by Heraclius suffered defeat in the battle on the Yarmouk River. By 640 AD, the Arabs had conquered the Levant, after which they invaded Egypt, where they captured Alexandria in 641 AD. Within 4 years, the Byzantines managed to recapture it, but then fell into an ambush by the Arabs and were defeated near Nicaeus. In 651 AD, they tried again to recapture Egypt from the Arabs, but suffered another defeat at sea, near Alexandria. Instead, the Arabs captured Cyprus. In 655 AD, the Arabs defeated the Greek fleet near Lycia and soon captured Rhodes and Cyzicus, giving them access to the Sea of Marmara, from where they could capture Constantinople. But the Byzantines already had a secret weapon ready, a mixture based on oil, sulfur, quicklime, and other additives, the list and proportions of which are still unknown to us. This entered history as Greek fire. With its help, the Byzantines burned the Arab fleet in 678 AD and regained control of the Sea of Marmara. This allowed for peace to be concluded. At the same time, taking advantage of the fact that the empire was preoccupied with war with the Arabs, the Bulgarians settled on the Danube. In 692 AD, a new war with the Caliphate began. For Byzantium, its onset was marked by a catastrophic defeat. 30,000 mercenaries, including Slavs, whom the Byzantines forcibly conscripted into the army, were bribed by the Arabs, and the Slavs switched sides in the midst of the battle. The following year, Carthage in Africa was besieged. In 698 AD, the Arabs defeated the Byzantines in the Battle of Utica. Africa was lost to Byzantium forever. That same year, the Georgian Lazica in the Caucasus seceded from the empire, using the empire's weakening as an opportunity to gain independence. In 716 AD, the Arabs organized a new campaign against Byzantium. After passing through Asia Minor, they landed their troops in Thrace the following year and besieged Constantinople. The siege lasted for over a year, and famine began in the city. Then, the Byzantines lured part of the Arab fleet into the Golden Horn Bay, blocked it with a massive chain, and set it on fire with Greek fire. Soon after, they also burned the Arab reinforcements in the Sea of Marmara. Simultaneously, the Byzantines lured the enemy's army into an ambush near Sofan, which covered supply routes. Now, the Arabs found themselves surrounded. By winter, their provisions ran out, and due to hunger, they lost all their combat capability. Eventually, the Byzantines hired the Bulgarian Khan Tervel to finish off the Arab army. For this, he was given the title of Caesar, which the Bulgarians soon shortened to Tsar, and this became the title of all subsequent Bulgarian rulers. The successful defense also raised the authority of the new emperor, Leo III the Isaurian, who himself was of Eastern origin, and his parents were among the refugees fleeing from the lands captured by the Arabs. From such refugees from the east, he formed his own army, which held Constantinople during the defense. Later, it became the basis of the Byzantine army. Along with this, Leo III and his army brought from the east the popular idea, the struggle against icons. This caused a series of internal conflicts and even civil wars. The struggle between iconoclasts and iconophiles became the main political issue of Byzantium for the next two centuries. Each arrival of supporters of one idea was accompanied by bloodshed in the camp of their opponents. This conflict prevented the Byzantines from taking advantage of the victory over the Arabs, which were soon led by the new Abbasid dynasty. In 751 AD, Venice, taking advantage of the conflict within Byzantium, declared its independence. In 756 AD, the Byzantines tried to subdue the Bulgarians, but their first campaign ended in defeat. Then Emperor Constantine V Copronymus organized 8 more campaigns into Bulgaria, and when civil strife began in Bulgaria, one of the claimants to the throne, Telerig, wrote a letter to the emperor, promising to be his ally. He asked to name all Byzantine agents to appoint them the highest positions in the kingdom. Constantine revealed the names of all his agents among the Bulgarians, and the new Tsar quickly executed them. In 792 AD, the Bulgarians finally defeated the Byzantines in the Battle of Markeli. The emperor fled from the battlefield. To retain power, he brought his mother, the talented politician Irene of Athens, back from the monastery. She soon blinded her son and proclaimed herself empress. This step did not end well for Byzantium, as her title was not recognized in Europe, and shortly thereafter, Charlemagne, the king of the Franks, was crowned emperor of Rome there. Byzantium lost its empire status in Europe. Conflicts with the Bulgarians did not cease either. Even the baptism of the Bulgarians did not help reconcile them with the Greeks. On the contrary, the Bulgarians now claimed leadership among the Christians in the Balkans, and Byzantium only hindered them in this. The Arab threat revived. Thus, in 824 AD, the Arabs captured Crete, and 3 years later they invaded Sicily, the conquest of which lasted for a century and a half. In 860 AD, the Rus people, who came from Kiev, looted the suburbs of Constantinople. In Asia Minor, the Arabs did not succeed. Their campaign in 863 suffered a defeat in the Battle of Porsen because the Byzantines had already learned to successfully fight against the Arabs. The subsequent successes of Byzantium were closely linked to the Macedonian dynasty, which rose to power due to recent victories. In 880, the Byzantines captured southern Italy. In 944, they destroyed the fleet of Kievan Rus at the mouth of the Danube. And in 961, they regained the islands of Crete and Cyprus. In 965, they recaptured Cilicia. In 969, the talented military leader of Armenian descent, John I Tzimiskes, became emperor. In Bulgaria, he defeated the army of Kievan Rus at Dorostolon, which was trying to capture Bulgaria. Moreover, he hired Turkic Oguz mercenaries, also known as Pechenegs, to defeat the retreating Rus. In 975, he captured Antioch and regained Syria for Byzantium. Only the unexpected death of the emperor, 976, prevented the Byzantines from capturing Jerusalem. In 1018, Emperor Basil II finally did what the Byzantines had been unable to do for over two centuries. He subdued the Bulgarians. The emperor cruelly dealt with Bulgarian soldiers, ordering all prisoners of war in this war to be blinded. Chroniclers called him Bulgar Slayer for this. Soon after, Basil II also captured some territories of the Georgian Kingdom in the Western Caucasus. Byzantium once again reached the peak of its power. Its new policy was to form alliances with the enemies of its enemies and achieve victory through joint efforts. The army grew in number, mainly due to mercenaries. It was then that the most famous unit in Byzantine history emerged, the Varangian Guard, a unit of Vikings who, among other things, became the personal bodyguard of the emperor. However, Byzantium soon faced new enemies. At the beginning of the 11th century, the migration of the Seljuk Turks from Central Asia to the Middle East began. Being experienced horseback warriors, they easily captured several Persian emirates, where they adopted Islam under Arab influence. And soon, the Seljuks extended their rule over the Abbasid Caliphate and used the new lands as a base for attacks on Byzantium. In 1071, the Seljuks dealt a catastrophic defeat to the Byzantines in the Battle of Manzikert, and Byzantine Emperor Romanos IV Diogenes fell into captivity. After this, a new state emerged in Asia Minor, the Sultanate of Rum. For a time, the Turks even captured Nicaea, which became the capital of the Sultanate. To save themselves from the Seljuks, the Byzantine Emperor called on the Pope to organize assistance from Europe. This provoked the Crusades, providing them with an official pretext. And although during the First Crusade, Byzantium regained Nicaea and the Crusaders captured Jerusalem, this adventure did not end well for Byzantium. They were unable to reclaim most of the lands in Asia Minor. Moreover, because the Byzantines did not allow the Crusaders to plunder Nicaea and did not come to their aid in the Siege of Damascus, a rift occurred among the Allies. Instead of reclaiming the lost lands for Byzantium, the Crusaders established their own Kingdom of Jerusalem in Palestine. In 1185, the Bulgarians revolted. They were led by the Asin brothers. According to legend, they initially tried to enlist in the Byzantine army. But the emperor only laughed at this and struck the elder brother, Theodore, in the face. The Asins returned to Bulgaria and, gathering those dissatisfied with Byzantine rule, created their own army, which drove the Greeks out of the Balkans. The Byzantines organized 3 campaigns against the rebellious Bulgarians, but all ended in defeat. The Bulgarian king at the time, Kaloyan, called himself Roman Slayer, invoking the name of the Byzantine Emperor Basil II. The Crusades continued. In 1184, Cyprus declared itself independent of Byzantium, and in 1191, the Crusaders captured and annexed it to their possessions. But far worse than losing the island awaited Byzantium in the near future. In 1202, the Fourth Crusade began. To finance the war, the Crusaders looted the city of Zadar, and afterwards they were hired by Alexios Angelos, who claimed the Byzantine throne. With the help of 30,000 Crusaders, he captured Constantinople in 1203 and became Emperor Alexios IV. His rule relied entirely on the Crusaders. This was the reason for the coup the following year. Neither Alexios IV nor Alexios V fulfilled their promises to the Crusaders. Then the knights, with the help of the Venetian fleet, again captured and looted Constantinople. The Byzantine emperor tried to flee, but fell into the hands of the Crusaders and was killed by them. In place of the Byzantine Empire, several states emerged. The Latin Empire, created and ruled by the Crusaders. The Empire of Trebizond, created by the younger branch of the Komnenos imperial family. The Despotate of Epirus, under the leadership of the Ducas family. And the Empire of Nicaea, ruled by the Lascaris family. In 1259, the Nicaeans, led by Michael VIII Palaiologos, captured the Peloponnese, and 2 years later, they recaptured Constantinople and restored the Byzantine Empire. The new Byzantium was much smaller. Moreover, its fleet was controlled by Venice and Genoa. When a war broke out between Italian cities in 1294, it also affected Byzantine lands. The backbone of the Byzantine army, as always, consisted of mercenaries, now mainly Spanish and Italian condottieri. The mercenary army did not always live up to expectations. In 1302, the Byzantines hired Catalans for a war against the Turks. Instead, the mercenaries plundered Byzantine lands for 10 years, eventually capturing Athens, where they established their own state. Meanwhile, the Sultanate of Rum collapsed, and its various emirates competed for land. The most successful was the Ottoman Emirate. By 1337, the Ottomans had conquered the western part of Asia Minor, and in 1354, they landed on the western coast of the Sea of Marmara. In 1361, the Ottomans defeated the Byzantines at Adrianople, which soon became the Turkish city of Edirne. Byzantium found itself completely surrounded by the Ottomans. Now they were defended only by the strong walls of Constantinople, and they withstood the siege by the Turks in 1397, and then another one in 1423. In Byzantium itself, the idea of an alliance with the West against the Turks spread, but the residents of the capital, remembering 1204, threatened to rebel, forcing the emperor to abandon this idea. 1439. The slogan of the Byzantines then became the words of Lucas Notaras, one of the ministers and advisors to the emperor. "I would rather see the Turkish turban in the city than the Latin mitre." In 1446, Byzantium lost the Peloponnese, which was captured by the Ottomans. And in 1453, the Turks again besieged Constantinople. After a prolonged siege, the city fell under numerous assaults. The presence of artillery, a new technology in warfare, played a significant role in this. No less important was the military talent of Sultan Mehmed II, who used the fleet to successfully transport troops to the unprepared sides of the city. Historians usually end the history of the Byzantine Empire here, although some of its fragments existed until the end of the 15th century. And on the fragments of the once glorious empire with its capital in captured Constantinople, a new state emerged, which soon would astonish the world: the Ottoman Empire.